Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Wes Jamison asking the question, what would Jesus eat? Back on that, just a moment.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you will have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
Picture a thick, furry, yield-slashing downy brome infestation on the left side of a wheat field. Now, picture clean, healthy rows of wheat on the right. What you're seeing is Coaxium wheat production system driven by aggressor herbicide winning the war on weeds. Go to coaxium.com to find Coaxium varieties near you. Coaxium.com. Coaxium. Cleaner fields. Higher yields. He's a professor, but he's also a pastor. Dr. Wes Jamison is a professor at Palm Beach Atlantic University, and he's a co-author to the book that's just out, What Would Jesus Really Eat? Dr. Jamison says it's a biblical case for eating meat.
And the reason it's entitled that, Ron, is because there's a number of books out there that say, what would Jesus eat? And they're wrong in presenting what the Bible has to say. And so that's why the title of the book, and the goal of the book, is to help church attendees and Christians understand why they eat meat, that they could do so with joy and blessing, kind of as a ready, easily readable resource to defend themselves. And why the book now? Why the book? This is not a new debate in Christianity. For 2,000 years, Christianity has been dealing with different interpretations that basically say, for the believer, there is no freedom in Christ, that you must do these things in order to be holy and sanctified, or to be set apart somehow, be righteous. And the teaching of the New Testament in particular is very, very clear that there are no prohibitions about what you need to eat. It's not what goes into you that corrupts you, it's what's in your heart. And so the debate is as old as the New Testament as to every now and then arguments will come up that people who are Christians should feel guilty or somehow morally convicted by eating, for instance, veal calves or pigs, pork, or anything else. And the New Testament's very clear. You can do so with a feeling of joy. Why now? That's because animal rights groups for the last 10 to 15 years have made a concentrated effort to use the language of Christianity to remove the historical meaning and biblical meaning and put their own politically motivated meanings into those words to convince people who attend church that, for instance, eating certain types of meat is wrong, eating meat from industrial or highly efficient farming systems is wrong, or indeed eating meat itself is wrong, and that's simply not the case. So the book was written to refute those false arguments and to provide Christians with a ready resource to defend themselves.
Why do you think these animal rights groups have gone after and trying to use religion as part of their sales package?
Well, Christianity teaches that human beings are made in the image of God, that human beings are unique, they're exceptional, that we are not just like the other animals. We possess a soul and a spirit. We're made in the image of God. The theologians, Ron, would call this the Imago Dei, made in the image of God. That makes us unique. And in fact, the philosopher Peter Singer had identified Christianity as the last bulwark, the last levee keeping back the floodwaters of animal rights, exactly for the reason that it teaches that people are special and that God gives us dominion. In other words, that we are like co-rulers. We're vice regents over creation, and that we can use creation for our own pleasure and benefit without questions of conscience. The animal rights folks are very sophisticated, very strategic in their thinking, and they understood that in order to remove the last obstacle to winning, they had to go after Christianity and its unique teaching.
Dr. Jamison saying there's no biblical basis to feel guilty about eating meat, despite what some of the anti-animal agriculture groups would like for you to believe. His book on the subject available at the AnimalAgAlliance.org website. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.